It's Wednesday, May 12th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Leah Sheribu, the Christian Nigerian teen who was abducted 3 years ago at the hands of Boko Haram, turns 18 this week. The Muslim terrorists kidnapped Leah and over 100 other girls from a school in northeast Nigeria in 2018. The extremists released nearly all of the girls. However, Leah remains in captivity because of her refusal to renounce Christ. Tragically, she has been forced to bear 2 children for a Muslim terrorist commander. Please pray the comfort of Deuteronomy 31, verse 8 for the Sheribus as they endure this persecution. And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. China's population grew to 1.4 billion people last year, up 72 million from 2010. It's the slowest population growth in decades. The working-aged population fell 5% last year compared with 2011, and the number of people over 60 years old is growing faster than the number of children in the population. China's sex selection abortions has also contributed to an imbalance in the population with 33 million more males than females. By 2025, India is expected to outpace China as the most populous nation in the world. A chaplain is suing a British boarding school affiliated with the Church of England for firing him after he preached a sermon against sexually perverted lifestyles. Trent College decided to promote such lifestyles. In 2019, chaplain Bernard Randall preached a sermon in response, saying students did not have to accept the new policy. The school responded by firing Randall and even reporting him to England's anti-terrorism unit. The American Bible Society released their State of the Bible 2021 USA report. The study found that 34% of adults read the Bible once a week or more. Only 16% of people read the Bible most days of the week. At the beginning of the year, the number of Americans who never used the Bible fell to 29%, the lowest number since 2016. Since 2018, the report found that the number of people it identified as Scripture engaged has remained relatively the same. Meanwhile, the number of people categorized as, quote, Bible disengaged, end quote, has fallen significantly, and the number of those moderately engaged has increased. The United States only added 266,000 jobs last month, falling woefully short of the expected 1 million jobs. Unemployment rates rose to 6.1%. However, employers are criticizing the federal government's $300 a week unemployment benefit as keeping workers home. That amount is on top of what the state pays for unemployment. Alabama, Arkansas, Montana, and South Carolina have moved to end the benefit. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster said they are fighting socialism on Fox News with Tucker Carlson.
We're not going to take that unemployment money to pay people for not working. We got help wanted signs up everywhere. We get calls and letters and texts from people from all sorts of businesses all across the state. They're looking for people to work, and the people just won't come to work because they're getting as much money or more in some cases by staying home. This Biden proposal is totally counterproductive. It's going to cost trillions of dollars. It's killing incentive, and it puts us right on the road, I hate to say it, to socialism. We got to stand up and fight against this.
Proverbs 12, verse 24 says, "The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor." Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed new election integrity regulations into law last week. The law requires voters to provide identification to get a mail-in ballot and puts restrictions on drop boxes. Republican lawmakers now have enacted 25 bills across 11 states to tighten election security. On Monday, Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little signed a law to defund the abortion industry. The law prohibits any government units, including public health districts, schools, and universities, from funding abortionists with taxpayer dollars. Republican Representative Bruce Skaug, the bill's sponsor, said the bill is aimed at stopping the Biden administration's attempt to reintroduce Title X funding to the abortion industry. And finally, a new report from Johns Hopkins University found that the positivity rate of COVID-19 tests fell to a new low this month. The positivity rate fell to 3.2% this week, down from 13% at the beginning of the year. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.